Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, August the 27th, 2021, last Friday in the month of August, 17 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Michelle Whitaker this morning, and at noon today, Michelle will be back with Abby O'Malley, and we'll have a great time.
What did you say?
Oh, I gotta get who?
Abby O'Malley.
O'Malley.
That's what I call her because her last name changes so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew somebody named Abby O'Malley, and I always liked that name.
She's going to come get you.
Well, listen, you know what? Before this whole COVID thing started, I said Abby was a sore loser, and I challenged her because I know she is. Because one time I beat her in a game we were playing at school, and I think to this day she still holds it against me.
What was that game? I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember it either.
Was it like the number, like the round circle, the circles with the colors? That was a good game, and I can't remember what it was called. Abby will know.
Well, it wasn't Jenga. Thank goodness.
It wasn't Jenga.
I was all Jenga'd out.
Oh my gosh. We played a lot of Jenga.
But I beat her, and then it became we were going to go bowling or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it never happened, and it would have been a good radio thing to talk about. But I don't know what possibly she could beat me at. I just don't know.
Sprinting down the hall?
I don't even know about that.
You don't think she could beat you sprinting down the hall? I feel like she might be able to.
She's obviously lighter in a girl, so they do tend to run a little faster, but physical activities, other than that, what could she do?
I think there's a lot of things.
Well, give me one.
I just said sprinting down the hall.
Okay, sprinting down the hall.
Okay, cooking. She could definitely...
Cooking is baking. Not a competition.
It could be are you kidding?
Oh, this isn't MasterChef.
Tell that to
Chef.
The British cooking bake-off show on Netflix that I watch, or whatever it is.
Now, why don't you explain to people, because I've done it four times now, our competition going on this morning, and how this will all play out.
You want me to explain it?
Yeah, well, you've heard me explain it like four times.
I really wasn't paying attention, though.
Like everybody else who listens to this show...
You know.
Go ahead.
What's the competition? Your guest, who's coming on between 10 and 11.
Golden voice, Ted Williams.
That's right. He's going to be asked three questions, and you're having people call in to guess the answers of the questions.
And I don't know what the answers will be.
Right.
Now, the three questions are, what will Ted's favorite food be? How many presidents can he name in 2 minutes? And what's his favorite restaurant chain? Now, you have to get registered before 10 o'clock this morning. And we'll ask him at 10:55. Now, there will be three winners, obviously. Now, what you will get is your choice of four tickets to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wilds, and a root beer float, or any kind of float, really,
right,
at Stewart's today, which you can get today. Or you can pick it up anytime, but you can get it today.
Yeah, you can pick it up anytime. Honestly, even if you were like, you forgot to come get it by the end of the season, and you came back next March and said, I won that root beer float or whatever float you want, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, so there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
And that's how it'll all play out. 740-383-9944. And you can guess the same as somebody else. And what would happen in that case, if that is Ted's answer, we'll do a drawing very quickly and pick the winner that way. So far for favorite food, Sarah has said fried chicken. Adam said pizza. John said pizza. And Lee said ribs. How many presidents can Ted name in 2 minutes? Sarah said 25. Adam said 14. Pastor Jonathan said 20. And Lee said 15. Favorite restaurant chains? Sarah said McDonald's. Adam said Taco Bell. Pastor said Golden Corral. And Lee said White Castle. So those are the guesses. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to get in on this competition.
You don't know what his favorite food is?
Not really.
You guys not eat when you're around him?
I do, but I don't know if it's ever his favorite food.
You don't pay attention?
Not really.
Not really?
I've never heard him say, this is my favorite. I mean, we've had pizza together. But I've also seen him eat hot dogs. I've seen him eat hamburgers. You know, all kinds of things.
Yeah. Where does he live?
He lives in Ohio.
He lives in Ohio? Yeah. I didn't know if he lived in Ohio or not.
So. Now, we were doing headlines before we went to break.
Right.
And having a good time with that. And these are actual headlines in actual newspapers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I know what a newspaper is. I'm old.
Yeah, well, that's what
you
these are.
You remind me of that all the time.
Well, you are old. I mean, I can't help that you're old.
You're 10 years younger than me.
Oh, more 15? Than that. More 15? Than that. 15. 17? 15. 15.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. Actual headlines from actual newspapers.
Let me see if I get them.
Deaf mute gets new hearing in Killing. There you go. Oh, man.
I think these are funny, though.
That's horrible.
I have a horrible sense of humor.
Dealers will hear car talk at noon.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Drunk drivers paid $1,000 in
1984. Paid one. What? Say that again.
Drunk drivers paid $1,000 in 1984. You get it, don't you?
No, I don't get that one.
It means that they paid $1,000 fines. They didn't get paid.
Okay, that's what I thought.
$1,000.
That's what I thought it was.
Enraged cow injures farmer with X. Do you get that one?
The enraged cow injures farmer with X?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
The cow did not hit him with an X. The farmer had an X in his hand.
Well, yeah.
But that's the confusion. Eye drops off shelf. Eye drops off shelf.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I got that one.
You got that one?
Yes.
Okay. Farmer Bill dies in house.
Farmer Bill dies in house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Terrible. You know, this is an actual headline from an actual newspaper, so make of it what you will. Grandmother of 8 makes hole in one. That was a little rough, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If strike isn't settled quickly, it may last a while.
Really?
These were headlines in newspapers, folks. Iraqi head seeks arms.
Oh, jeezy cow.
We're getting close to the end of the first page here. Is there a ring of debris around Uranus?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Hey, actual headlines from actual newspapers. We're talking about the planet.
I got it.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, but that's what everybody...
Hey, I didn't write these things.
Right. Nobody must have proofread them either.
Juvenile court tries shooting defendant.
Oh my... That's funny.
And here's a wonderful one to wrap up the first page here. Child's stool great for use in garden. Oh, my. You see, they're talking about a stool that a child would
sit on. Yes.
Yes, that appeared in an actual newspaper.
But we all know what the garden grow.
I don't read anything into anything. These are actual headlines from actual newspapers. Maybe we'll get back to that later on. Okay. Funny stuff here this morning.
We're trying to be funny, at least. Is there anybody out there? There's a lady that got dropped off at Stewart's yesterday from the bus, and I asked her, but Sarah's the bus driver, right?
So, well, we have Sarah, who drives the South End bus.
She's the South End bus. I was like, oh, yeah, she's on the South End, because I remember her talking about when you switched and being able to hear, and she was on the South End.
Well, we also have David. But I'm not sure which end he drives.
She said it was a different guy, so there must be a third guy. Because she got dropped off at Stewart's yesterday.
Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Glenn, and I'm going to the doctor's office this morning, and I tell you what, those headlines just made my day.
You never dreamed you'd tune into this show and get that, did you?
No, and I needed something to uplift me on my way into the doctor.
Now, you understand, did you have a favorite in that bunch, Glenn?
I love the Uranus one.
Well, I knew that would be your favorite.
Stop and pull over.
you know we're talking about the planet, Glenn.
Oh, is that right?
That's exactly. Yes. Hey, actual headlines from actual newspapers.
That's hard to believe.
I know.
But I got a good laugh out of it.
Hey, thanks, Glenn.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. It's being loved out there, Michelle, and the listening audience.
I like headlines. They're fun.
They are, but I think you can overdo them. That's why we got to take a pause.
Yeah.
Because after you read them and read them and read them and read them, then you've just done them.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're probably, you've got to keep finding the headlines.
Well, it's like a top 10 list. You know, Letterman did that, but he only did one a night, which was good, because some were good and some were not, but it worked.
Yeah, did you watch Channel 10? Is that what you watched was 10?
Well, I mean, I watched Letterman when he was on Channel 4, and then when I switched over to 10, yeah.
So you watched Letterman?
Oh, yeah.
I used to flip back between both of them, actually. I started off with Letterman, then I went to Leno, and then I went to, what was his face? O'Brien?
Like, Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, he's done, though, now, I think.
Yeah, but to me, David Letterman was the best.
Oh, yeah, I liked him. He's the one I always watched.
He was a good interviewer. He was a good comedian. He would do things that were just funny.
Yeah.
He was spontaneously funny. I always felt that the other guys needed jokes to make them funny. But Letterman could be on the phone with somebody, and he would be funny.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Leno did the headlines. People used to send them in to him, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, Leno was good. He just was not to me. Once his little comedy bit was over, the show was kind of a moot point.
Right.
But Letterman could have a guest on and be funny. You know, he was always funny with Regis. He was always funny with Charles Grodin. He was always funny with, who else were the regulars on that show? There were a lot of people who came on quite a bit.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts, he was always funny
with. Yeah. Regis, yeah.
When Regis was on, I mean, you were just going to have fun.
Yeah, Regis was funny. I always watched him in the morning, growing up.
Isn't it interesting, though, how two people can have different perspectives on a singular event?
Right. True.
Like, you and I have different perspectives.
What are our different perspectives?
Well, on what happened at Stewart's about a month ago.
Oh, okay. I know. You were wrong, and I was right.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that I was right and you were wrong. All I'm saying is what I recall the event as and what you recall the event as are clearly two different things.
It's been a crazy summer once again. I do feel like I miss things sometimes, and I feel like I don't communicate as well as I normally would when we are open, to tell you the truth. Like, I forget to text back, and I need to get better at that when I'm busy and open.
Like in the winter, you're texting constantly. You're listening every morning. You're right there.
I am. I do listen. Even if, not even if I'm, well, my mother's calling me. I told her I had to be on the radio this morning.
Well, she's not listening, obviously.
She's not, forgot.
I got to get to the story about the person who won't come on the show.
Okay, what's the story?
Well, this is annoying to me because, and I'm not annoyed by the person because the person is just a fine, you know, average person. But
I don't think, are we talking about the...
Yeah, what I told you before we went on the air.
She's not average.
Oh, what is she?
I don't know. She's above average. How do we even...
Well, no, she ain't listening.
So, she is.
No, she's not listening. She don't listen to this show. Okay, so here's the deal. What?
I just looked at your message to her. Noon to one with a pop, you know.
Well, you gotta put your order in. But your order in.
That's funny.
Because I know you'll be coming here in great haste at that point. You won't have time to stop and get me a pop. You'll be coming here fast.
Well, I Zoom here if I'm coming at noon, but I do have a fountain machine at work.
Yeah, but it's, today I get the feeling you're going to be like a panic to get here and do these 45.
That's if I make it.
You're going
to
make it.
You need to make a shout out to Dawson. Be like, Dawson, you need to go in for your
Dawson,
mom.
Dawson, you've got to listen. And then turn the show on for those 45 minutes and listen. And I will, you know, we'll do something nice for Dawson. Tell him I will do something nice for him.
He's tired of working for me.
Just 45 minutes.
I told him we're on the home stretch. We have a month left. Yeah, you got to suck it up, buttercup.
He'll be there for 45 minutes, won't he?
He's supposed to work tonight, and I am trying to get him to come in a little bit this morning, because tonight's shift, it's only a four-hour shift. That's like nothing.
We'll just tell him 45 minutes, watch the grill. We will talk to him on the air. It might not even be busy.
I hope we're a little busy. I have to pay for air conditioning to get fixed.
Now, I think you're trying to get the person who I invited on this show.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. Now, I think they hate me.
No, they don't.
This is what I've come to believe. I think the person hates me because about a year ago I tried to get them on the show because they have a position that I think is interesting. And at that time it was, oh, I got meetings maybe in 2 weeks and nothing ever happened. So a year goes by and then just by happenstance we connected again like a week ago and the same thing as last year. Well, you know, I got the meetings and you know, I like maybe ask me next year is right. What it was. So now I believe there's a hate going on there. Even though she says there's not, I think there is. I think I did something somewhere along the line that got under this person's skin.
No.
How do you know?
I just
have you ever
like,
asked them person? I know you're buddy buddy with this person.
No, I'm not really buddy buddy.
But you're friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't.
You went to a party one time with this person. I remember this. You went to a party after I tried to book them the first time, and they said something about me at this party. Tell that story.
I don't even remember that.
But no,
honestly,
I don't remember.
Do
you remember what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you
not
were at some
at all.
Little party, and the person brought something up, and I don't remember what it was, but it had to do with me, and
I do not remember that.
Still no appearance
we'll
on the show.
We'll talk about that later, because
yeah,
I don't remember. I don't think, you know, maybe some people just aren't comfortable being on the radio.
Oh, and that's what she says.
Right.
I don't believe that.
I full on believe people aren't comfortable being on the radio. 100%.
But they all do it. I've never had somebody completely stalemate. You know, but this person.
But I think you got to get people here first. I think they are scared to be on the radio.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Yeah. I'm just saying to the degree that she has fought this is odd to me.
So not like it's your conquest, like you want her to come on the radio because she's denied you twice?
Well, I just don't understand it because this is not someone that I don't know. That's what's odd about it.
Right.
It's not like somebody I called out of the Yellow Pages and said, come on the show. Now, those people would come.
But your show is during working hours for people.
I understand, but I will make arrangements.
I mean, that is one problem. Like, I have a flexible schedule. I tend to have a flexible schedule, but, like, when I'm subbing, I can't come in.
No, but there's always a day where somebody's light.
I mean, sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you don't say, I'll come in next year. I mean, we know that there's a day off somewhere.
In a year, I'll be here. I'll be back here in a year, Scott.
What would you say to this person? You might have to talk to him because I can't get anywhere.
What say about what? Just to
get on.
To come in?
Yeah, come on in.
I'll see what I can do.
But this person, I think, I really believe there's a hate. Not on my end because I don't know anything, really. But I think she hates me.
I don't think she hates you. I think she's more scared to be on the radio.
Yeah, but what am I going to do? I mean, what can I possibly do sitting here?
I don't know. Nothing. I mean, the worst you can do is ask questions that someone doesn't want to answer, and you don't answer the question.
So that's
really
right.
Easy.
But, I mean, we have had
I tell you all the time I'm not answering that question.
I mean, they've all been on this show. I mean, Betty White and all the big people, and I can't get this person on the show? That's ridiculous.
I don't know. You better, like, send her a basket of mini muffins or something.
Well, see,
that's from Friends.
Is that what it is? Yeah. No, she would be good, I think, if she got in here. Because
it would be interesting.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, I mean, obviously what we went to school for, so we do find it interesting.
I do, and maybe she doesn't understand that.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting, too. I like to listen to stuff like that. Definitely.
Yeah. And we're also curious. This is a Marion native who went to Marion schools. Mm-hmm. That's also interesting.
Right. That's true.
So I don't understand the block that we have here unless she hates me.
She doesn't hate you.
She might.
Maybe she's busy.
Okay.
She's busy.
Whatever.
Maybe she won't be busy in a year.
In a year.
Just get her...
So it took her 2 years to get over here.
Get her scheduled... Ask her to schedule a date. Day and when she has the day off.
Bill Cosby will come on this show, but I can't
right?
get her.
I haven't listened to that interview yet.
Well, I'll tell you, it got a lot of news.
It did. I saw that.
Got a lot of news.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I had people calling in here from Boston, and we had a whole little contretemps one day.
Did you get some people mad at you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I figured
so.
That.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely going to get people mad at you for that, but... I mean, I grew up with the Cosby Show, so...
I just kept telling, why would I turn it down?
Right. Correct.
At what point am I going to turn that down? And you know what? I don't know anything about the people who are on this show, what they do in their lives.
Right.
But why would I turn that down? Like Bill Cosby or dislike Bill Cosby, the reason it was a story is he probably is the most famous person on the face of the planet. There's not anybody, child, middle age, adult, grandmother, who doesn't know who Bill Cosby is.
Is that the first time you got to interview him?
Yeah, first time we've ever done it. So, and it was fine.
Right.
I mean, I did not understand. I was interested in his questions.
Mm-hmm.
I was not the Olympics thing, he did that. I didn't ask him that. But I was interested in what he thought of the pandemic and
right.
how it affected education. And I was also interested to know if he planned to go back on stage.
Right.
Yeah, so that was it.
How old is he now?
84.
Oh, boy.
He could do it, though.
Yeah.
Sounded good.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was in front of that TV every Thursday at 8 o'clock at night growing up.
But you know, a lot of people were very angry. See, this is what I don't understand, though. Why does the guest reflect on the show? That's where we got into this cancel culture thing altogether.
Right.
That everything reflects on the show itself. And that did not used to be the case.
Well, I think you definitely need to have, like, what's the fun in having people that are just, like, you need to have a little bit of controversial, you know, interviews or...
But look at the attention it got. See, that's where the saying, there's no such thing as bad press.
Right.
Because the Star put it on the front page, the Columbus Dispatch put it on the second page, and the USA Today carried it. And multiple news outlets all over the country, and... this podcast, which is very popular, I guess, up in Boston,
right.
did 2 days on me up
yeah.
there.
At some point, I mean, people, I would think, he's going to be interviewing more and more. I mean, it's just going to happen. It's inevitable that it's going to happen.
Well, I think it's journalism.
Right, it is journalism. And a lot of, you have to interview people don't necessarily like all the time. It's just what it is.
And imagine that, and yet I can't get this other person on the show because she hates me.
She doesn't hate you. I don't think she even thinks about it, actually. Like, or, I don't know.
Well,
maybe,
she thinks about it because I've asked her on the show.
Maybe it's avoidance. I don't know what
See?
It is.
Avoidance. She's avoiding me because she hates me.
Avoidance isn't always hating somebody. Maybe they have... Maybe it's just being scared.
And I'm very friendly with somebody she knows.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's Andrew from Boston. I heard you guys are talking about us. I just want to be very clear. We're not mad at you. We love you over here on the East Coast. We think you're one of the best things. And you will never believe the drama that unfolded this week.
Oh, what happened there in Boston?
Okay, so that guy Kirk that called you, right?
Right.
He had a live show up in this great town, Saco, Maine. beautiful area, right? And his producer, before the even show, can you believe this? Before the show, decided to have a beer with some of the fans before he's supposed to work, and Kirk wasn't happy about that. If you were doing a live show, what would your repercussions for this producer be?
Well, I think you'd have to warn him if it was the first time, and second, they would have to go.
Yeah, but because on the thing was about 2 years ago, they did a live show in this town called Madawaskamine. Have you ever heard of Madawaska, Scott?
No, I haven't.
So Madawaska is about a 12-hour ride from, like, Rhode Island, Boston, especially in the middle of a blizzard. And there was his old co-host was Blind Mike, and he got very drunk at this show. So there's already been a history of drinking in relation to the show. So it's already incredible, but I'm going to tell you, the drinking the beer wasn't the worst spot. Now, it's about a 5-hour drive from Madawaska to Saco, and there was supposed to be a food truck there. And we thought, like, oh, okay, all the fans, they're going to have to pay their food.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt. Can you give me, you know, something? I got to say, I find it shocking that you guys are still listening more than a week later up there.
No, honestly, Scott, it's very entertaining what you do. Like, we love the family feud. We love the guests. Is it too late for me to make a guess on what, how many presidents and the favorite food?
Well, you certainly can. Are you going to listen to Ted Williams later on?
Of course I'm going to listen to Ted Williams later on. He's one of the funniest things that we've had going on. Like, I remember when he first became a star, and I was like, oh, my God, I wondered what happened to him. And I'm so glad that you guys were able to tell us and to show us where he's been. Because I think, honestly, I think everyone's right. Pizza's got to be his favorite, just because.
Oh, so let me get your guesses in here.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. His favorite food will be pizza.
It's going to be pizza.
Now, what's your real name?
My name's Andrew.
Okay, and you are a part of the, what's the, now let people know what the program is again.
I am not part of the podcast. I'm just one of the fans of it. We do a fan podcast of it called Kirking Off, in honor of Kirk, and we kind of just give like little recaps of the show and the world, and I'm kind of like the news reporter of the world, just any like Minifan drama, which I can't wait to tell you about the big issue that happened.
All right, we got you. Pizza.
Okay.
A favorite pizza. Restaurant chain.
Oh, it's going to be KFC, because those loaded bowls are my favorite. So he has to love KFC with me.
And how many presidents will he name live in 2 minutes?
In 2 minutes live? Is he listening now?
He could be.
Relaxing? Because if he's listening now, I think he's going to take the chance to study. And knowing as that professionalism that Ted can bring, I'm going to say 31 presidents he'll be able to name in 2 minutes.
All right, Andrew. Now, listen, I got to say something, Andrew, because I don't know if you guys were listening the other day and passed this along to the show up there. To be honest with you, I never really had heard of the show that you guys did, and I honestly was not going to listen to it after you guys had called in the first time, because I got it. It was a joke, and I, you know, that's just the way it is, and comedy's got a place in the world. But I was in the car with somebody, one of my friends, who had listened to the show, and they said, you got to listen to this. They were honestly a little peeved about it, not totally peeved, but a little peeved. And I have to say, sitting in a line at McDonald's, which tells you how long you can be in the line at McDonald's, I listened to the segment that you guys did on me, and I gotta say, there are a lot of talented people working up there, because I didn't feel like it was demeaning. I laughed a couple times, and it's hard to laugh at yourself when somebody's making light of what you've done, but I gotta say, you guys are not just doing a mean-spirited, nasty show up there. I really, really was impressed with the comedy that you guys did, even on me. So I do take, I really am, how should I put this? I guess I'm really am flattered that you took the time to do that, because it does seem like you guys take a lot of time and a lot of effort with what you do. So I do appreciate it, even though I understand you will continue to make fun of me, but at least it's by people who have a brain.
Well, Kirk is a genius, and that's what the Minifans, that's what we call ourselves up in this world. All the fans, we're a very loyal base. Like, we drive hours through blizzards to see Kirk perform, because he gives us that much joy and entertainment. And it's never out of hate or anger with Kirk. He just wants everything to be called equally as it is, and it's just a great genius, and that's why we listen. And that's why I'm really curious to see what your take on this major mess-up was. Because there was this, they were supposed to hire this food truck, and it was supposed to be like the attendees would pay for their own meals. But
now, is this one of those bits where you're going to make fun of me again because I let you on the phone for so long? Because I did hear that bit, too, that I let somebody on the phone for 8 minutes. So are you going to do that up to me about this time, too?
This is important, Scott.
Like, by the way, I was never about to break. This to prove to you that I have listened to your show now, I was not about to break when you guys were calling in last week. I think you're making my listeners angry, but I am not about to break.
But I think you're going to find this situation funny with the food truck, because it's not just a minor mistake. What it turns out was the food truck operator showed up under the assumption that it was going to be free food giveaway and that the show would pay for it after, but that wasn't the case. So all the attendees got free food at this live event, and then the next day, the guy who ran the food truck gave the show a bill for $29,000.
That's a lot of dough.
Food for travel, but there was no contract signed. There was no, like, pre-talked about menu. It was just kind of like a miscommunication across wires. So now we're trying to figure out who's the blame. Is it going to be Justin, whose job it was to hire the food trucks and set up the food aspect of it before the event, or is it his supervisor, Dave, who he had a situation that he even checked up with like a week before the event and kind of texted back and forth and said, yeah, it's all on the company. It's like, yeah, we got it all covered. We look forward to seeing you there. Or is it even on Kirk, it's his show, his name, his everything. So we're just trying to figure out the blame for this. And at first I wanted to blame Justin and Dave because Kirk has so many other things he needs to work on. But now the more I think of it, it might be this food truck operator for never writing a contract, never reaching out. We're just so lost.
Well, I got to tell you this, head's got to roll up there and somebody's got to be fired. And you can call my agent if you'd like me to fill in.
That would be great, Scott. Thank you so much.
Let me give you my favorite line, though, from your podcast that really made me laugh out loud.
Just want to make sure I'm not involved with the podcast in any way, shape, or form. I'm just a fan.
Okay, well, relay this on to them, is that the funniest line, and I really did laugh out loud in the car, was when you were reading the descriptions of the shows, and because you went to the website, and you said, they talk about everything under the sun, and somebody chimed in and said, except Bill Cosby raping people. And you know what? There was just something funny about that line. Yeah, even though I disagree how you feel about it or how the show feels about it, it was a funny line.
It made us all laugh. And Scott, I'm going to be honest with you. You have a lot of new fans out here on the East Coast, and we look forward to listening to you every morning.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. They're still out there listening in Boston, Michelle.
That's cool. I've never been to Boston. Have you been to Boston?
I might be soon.
So you haven't ever been either?
Listen, there's job offers coming from Boston all over the place. Marion might lose me to Boston.
You're gonna go to Boston?
Forever.
Ugh. I don't know about that.
You'd miss me, wouldn't you?
I would miss you.
You'd miss me.
It wouldn't be the same.
No.
Abby and I would have to take over your
you guys can have
spot
this thing.
Here.
You can have this thing.
That's
I'll
right.
give it to you.
Yeah.
You can have this show.
Have all of it.
You can
take
have,
it all.
Have this little show. Take it over.
I know.
You have all these fans in Boston.
You're going to Boston. You better get a winter coat.
Ted Williams, though.
You can wear your
scarf. Explain to people again what we're doing here this morning. Now, you'll be back at noon for the people in Boston, you and Abby. Now, they've never heard that. Now, listen, boy, oh, boy, you don't want to miss that. That's a hullabaloo coming up at 12:15. So Abby and Michelle will be on, and all those people in Boston will be listening. Now, that you want to hear a real radio train wreck, you tune in at 12:15.
Or if you want to go to a train wreck at a root beer stand, come to there at 12:15 because Scott doesn't care if we have a grill person.
Listen, you're going to be here. That's it. It's a demand.
You know that there's definitely no one to work when I'm on the grill.
It'll be fine. It'll be all fine. So this morning, just to recap, we've got Ted Williams, Golden Voice, coming up next hour. Now, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but we're also going to talk about the answers to these questions, and we're going to give away some prizes here this morning. What are you doing?
All these people are calling me that I said I'm on the radio.
Well, I can tell they're fans.
listening to me or you.
They don't care.
They don't care about me.
Better things to do.
What the heck?
And then coming up at 11, we do have the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. And then at 12:15, Abby, Umali, and Michelle Whitaker will be back here discussing topics of the day and possibly some call-ins from my new friends in the Boston area. High fan base.
You know, Abby has a nickname, and I'm just Michelle Whitaker. Yay.
Well, I wouldn't know what to nickname you. Because Michelle is a good name, but Abby and Molly, it's
Michelle
not.
A good name?
It's fine.
I told my parents, thanks for not nicknaming me Elle, like Elle.
Oh, here we go again. Who's on the line in Boston, like Larry King used to say?
It's Tim and Kent and Scott, one of your biggest new fans.
Oh, God bless you. You're not going to ask me about John Wayne Gacy or Bill Cosby, are you?
Hey, listen, you rolled with it, Scott. That's what made it so funny, and that's why we like you. So many people just hang up, especially on the air. They don't get it, but you got it, and it made it funny. And now, you know, you're smart. The wind's out of the sail, so to speak, but we genuinely enjoy listening to your radio. It's so original. You let people speak. I know it upsets some of your dedicated listeners, but we really do enjoy it. And I was going to tell you, there's an event coming up in January in Boston, a live event for the podcast. I've got two extra tickets that I would gladly give to you if you could make it here.
Now, what would this be?
It's at a place called the Wilbur Theater, and you can look that up, W-I-L-B-U-R, Wilbur Theater in downtown Boston. And what happens is the Kirk Minahan Show does a live podcast for his fans. So we just go and sit in the theater, and he does a show.
Now, do I just sit in the theater like some goof, or are you going to have me on the show?
Well, wait a minute. You're calling me a goof? Because all I do is sit in the theater.
Well, no. I'm just saying, but, you know, I feel like I have
actually
a personality there.
I prank called you. That is kind of goofy, so you are right. I'm not part of the show. I'm a fan. I know that Kirk has said, like you heard, he liked your show. I'm sure if you reached out or even called in one day, I bet you could make a connection here and somehow...
Well, you're a fan. No, I would gladly come sit in the audience. But
well,
if they booked me on
tickets.
The Wilbur Theater show, there's a good chance I would probably come to Boston in January. Why not? Nothing more fun to do in January after the holidays are over than be made fun of on stage in Boston.
Well, see, that's where you're wrong. You actually wouldn't be made fun of. I know you think we're making fun of you and everybody's mad. It was just a funny bit, and you rolled with it, and you made it even funnier.
Well, like I said, I do believe they're funny guys, and I'm not just saying that because I know they're continuing to call in, but I did listen, and if I thought it was mean-spirited, I would tell them, and to be honest with you, I really did feel what... you could tell they put time in it. They spliced it. They were funny. They were not harsh, mean-spirited. I mean, they were making fun, but it made me laugh, and when you can laugh at yourself, that's a proof that the material is good. So I tip my Cubs cap to them.
So you are a maybe for attending in the audience, a definite...
Well, send the tickets, and we'll see what happens.
You know what, Scott? I got it on my to-do list. Would love to have you here for that weekend.
Listen to Ted Williams next hour.
Oh, definitely get the Voice of America. Hey, definitely going to listen.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. Well, Michelle, what do you make of this? You and Abby coming along as well, because I'll bring my guest
to Boston and
well, hey, Wilbur Theater, man, you always wanted to go on a road trip.
Are we taking
of
a road trip?
Of course, you guys would have to ride in a different car. But
I mean, I feel like I fly
to Boston.
Yeah,
we'll go down to Cheers, which is there. You know what the Bull and Finch, I think they call it.
I grew up watching.
Go over to Cheers, and we'll go over to what else was in Boston. We'll go to the Boston Harbor and see where they threw all the tea in.
Okay,
and then we'll go over to the Wilbur Theater for the. Why aren't they having me do my show in a theater here in Marion, Ohio?
I don't know. Why aren't
what
they?
What is wrong with people? Where's the outcry?
Well, I think we can set that up.
Can we?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I see, I can't do it for myself because then I feel like that's a little self-indulgent.
Well, didn't you just say you had an agent?
Well, you can talk to my agent. That's right. I believe I'm going to be hosting a major show.
I don't know who your agent is, but I feel like...
big money.
We can get somebody to set something up for you.
All right. Now, let people know we haven't gotten very far here this morning.
With the trivia game?
With the trivia game, because you only got 5 minutes to get in now, because Ted's coming in a quarter.
And then someone from Boston guests, are they going to come to the Wilds and...
yeah, they're going
to
come for the Wild.
Bay and the Columbus Zoo?
Yeah, they're going to come for that. All right. Tell people the rules of the game. They've only got 5 minutes to get in here.
Okay, well, what's going on? Ted Williams is going to be on the show.
Golden Voice.
Golden Voice at what a time is it? 10 to 11?
We'll be on from 10:15 to 11, talking current events and so on, but at 10:55.
But we're having the trivia game where you have to guess. There's three questions, and you have to guess the answer to what his favorite food is. His
favorite food.
Favorite restaurant chain. And how many presidents he can name in 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes. And that's going to come up in the next hour here. And then Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 11:10 till 12 today. And then from 12:15 to 1, you'll be back. you're going to be back. And Abby O'Malley is going to be here. And it's going to be a great time, because that is, if there's any show on this station that has zero professionalism and zero journalistic integrity, it'll be that show. Now, the people in Boston will love that.
Oh, yeah. Us on there.
Get your podcasters ready.
They should listen to our podcast.
Well, they died. Maybe that'll be the topic.
Well, Abby
today
won the Duo podcast just a few weeks ago, and then I'm all ready for it. I think, you know, it'd be even more of a challenge to name the presidents in chronological order.
Oh, we can't put that on, Ted. 740-383-9944. Do you want to get in on this competition? Got about 5 minutes. All you got to do is tell me how many presidents you think Ted Williams will name in 2 minutes. His favorite restaurant chain or his favorite food. Give me your name. And when we get the answers to these questions, we'll give you 4 passes to Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or the Wild. You take your pick. And then you'll get a free float. Whatever kind of float
you want.
Whatever
kind of float you want.
Right. From Stewart's Root Beer. That's how it will work. 740-383-9944. And as I've said, these things either crash and burn or succeed. We've tried Family Feud. We've done basic trivia questions. We've done drawings. And now this is our new one this morning.
I like Family Feud. It's fun.
People like Family Feud.
It's a good winner thing, I think.
I never thought it would work.
It worked really well.
It worked very well.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Now, is Ted a history buff? Does he like history?
Ted's a very smart man. That's a thing that people overlook with him a lot. When you hear him talk about the current events, you'll get an idea of how smart he is. They see him as like a DJ, and homeless is obviously tied to him, but he is very sharp.
Yeah.
And people will get that. If I ask him about any current event, he'll know about it.
Yeah, I'm not. I never pay attention. I'm just, you know, I should probably keep up on them a little bit more, but I have been following, like, COVID stuff, but other than that.
COVID's big right now. Afghanistan's big right now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
President Biden spoke yesterday. That's big right now.
See, I missed that. I miss regular cable television. I just never have my TV on like I used to. I used to sit on Channel 10. I had to watch those soap operas.
Did you?
Yeah. Did we never discuss my love of soap operas?
Now, what was your favorite soap opera?
Well, third grade, I started watching soap operas. Totally probably inappropriate for the topic that was being discussed. And 12:30 to 4 o'clock, Young and the Restless, Bold and Beautiful, As the World Turns, and Guiding Light was on.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is the truth. I was in school, but my mother and grandmother would watch those shows as well.
Channel 10. Yep.
So, but when I got home, the only one that was on when I got out of school was Guiding Light.
Guiding Light.
So it was on.
Yes.
So I was aware of the Guiding Light.
See, you had to watch Reva Shane.
Well, see, I don't remember that. You know, I don't know why. I interviewed her later on in life, and this is why. That, you know, it's one of those things where I'd seen her so much as a kid.
Yes.
That I had to interview her. Was her on the show, her name was Alexandra Spalding.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but the actress was Beverly McKenzie.
Okay.
And Beverly McKenzie had long left Guiding Light by the time I got in radio.
Right.
And she did not do interviews. A matter of fact, if you look her up on Wikipedia, it'll say she was the Greta Garbo of soap opera people.
Right.
And she did it for me.
That's
and
cool.
I think it was the last interview she did. But to hear her voice when it came on was so very strange.
Yeah, I watched Guiding Light a lot. I watched Reva Shane drive off that bridge and come back to life. And
see, I don't remember any of that. But you're 12 years older than
I
me.
I know, right?
By the time I came along, she was off the show, and it was Alexandra Spalding.
I'm telling you, growing up, it was just Channel 10 all day long. Price is Right, then the news, then soaps.
Oh,
then
I'll
Oprah.
Tell you, another soap opera person I did have
on,
though, was
on.
Susan Flannery.
Susan,
who was Stephanie Forrester on
Bold and Beautiful.
Bold and the Beautiful.
I watch Bold and Beautiful still once in a while. Like, I can go away for a few months and come back and still know what's going on.
She won like 3 Emmys in a row, so we had her on.
Yeah.
I liked her.
Hey, she was hardcore on that show. You didn't mess around with Stephanie Forrester.
I did a little research, and she was. I could see why she was winning the Emmys.
Heck yeah.
Very good character.
Yeah, I started watching that a long time ago, too. I'm one of those people.
I'll tell you how I got found Bold and the Beautiful was, first, Phyllis Diller was a regular.
Okay.
She played a hairdresser.
Uh-huh.
And Phyllis Diller was on this show
right.
countless times.
Yeah.
And then Betty White did a stint on there.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was shocked. I think she played her mother.
Yes.
And, well, that was another person who's been on this show a whole lot. So that's how I got acquainted with Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah. I still watch it. I just watched it the other day. I hadn't watched it for a while, and picked right back up where I left off.
But she's not on there anymore, is she? Susan Flannery.
No.
Stephanie.
No, she's not. She's been off for a while. Her character, I think, passed away of cancer.
Well, see, there's no reason for me to watch now.
Yeah.
She's gone.
But she was hard. I loved her on that show. That's what soap should be, like, dramatic and, you know, causing problems. And
we've reached the end of our 2 hours.
See?
But you'll be back at 12:15, a couple hours from now.
I feel like
you
my
have
employees
to now.
My
the
employees
people in
love
Boston
me.
Want to hear from you at 12:15.
My employees love me.
You and Abby O'Malley.
And they don't like when I leave.
It'll be fine.
They're like, you're leaving?
Okay, get ready. Golden voice. Well, they can turn it on and hear you for 45 minutes. So we'll have, we'll be on at Stewart's this afternoon. So they go into Stewart's this afternoon, you'll hear us. Right? There you go. From 12:15 to 1.
It's now, too bad I can't get that over my speakers outside. I don't.
You could. Why can't you?
Are you on XM Radio?
No, but we're a podcast. You should be able to podcast us right in.
I have XM Radio. That's what plays.
Well, just unplug
lifetime
that.
Lifetime subscription to that.
Unplug
it's amazing.
That. And then plug the radio or your dot in.
I feel like you should do that. Come help me do that, because with all these cords, you got to know something.
I know what I'm doing. I'll tell you what, Golden Voice is coming up, but don't forget Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 11:10 today, and Abby O'Malley and Michelle O'Malley today at 12:15. Don't go anywhere.
1FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495.